Regnum Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
Little, least, and blessed. A meditation for Tuesday of the seventh week in Ordinary Time. From the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9. They left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, he will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. And whoever receives me, receives not me, but the one who sent me." Opening prayer. Lord Jesus, renew my mind, that I may see as you see, and embrace the path of being the least. Encountering Christ. 1. Transformation of mind and heart. St. Paul reminds us, in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, "Do not conform yourselves to this age, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind." This is the path of a Christian, a constant renewal of our minds. God invites us to see beyond our scope of imagination and expectations, to embrace his eternal wisdom, a plan that goes beyond our human understanding and against the grain of our natural human desires. The disciples struggled with Jesus' revelation, not accepting the path of redemption that he presented. When I fail to see a purpose to my suffering, or another's suffering, our Lord invites me to struggle with his revelation, that suffering, united to Christ, has eternal significance, and say, "Jesus, I trust in you." 2. The path of our triumphant King and suffering servant. The disciples could not fathom their Lord failing in human terms. They awaited a triumphant victory. How pleased they were when Jesus entered Jerusalem, adorned and treated as a king. That fit their expectations. They accepted the prophetic messages from Isaiah that fit their preconceived notion of a victorious Messiah. But their hearts were closed to a redemptive path that involves degradation, despite these clues from Isaiah. "But he was pierced for our sins, crushed for our iniquity. He bore the punishment that makes us whole. By his wounds we were healed. But the Lord laid upon him the guilt of us all. I am blessed beyond measure because I am able to unite my suffering to the Messiah's." This eternal perspective, which gives meaning to life's every ache and pain, evokes in me a resounding thank you. 3. Remember who you are. When Jesus placed a child before the disciples, he reminded them of their own identity. His closest followers were part of the Anawim, the poor of Yahweh. They are descendants of those seemingly forgotten Jews left behind in the exile, but chosen to faithfully preserve the covenant and maintain hope in the restoration of Israel with the coming of the Messiah. The Anawim are the simple and the poor, like children. But they are nonetheless beloved in the eyes of God, chosen by him. Jesus reminded them of who they were, or what they needed to be, if they had forgotten. A trusting child, the least, a servant among all. Despite being called to be little and least, they were also blessed to walk the same path as their Lord, one of total self-giving as a suffering servant. I, too, am a child of God, called to be least, servant of all. Conversing with Christ. Jesus, I thank you for the way you challenge me to think not as the world thinks, but as God thinks. Help me to remain always childlike. Resolution. Lord, today by your grace, I will reject whatever decreases my spirit of faith and engage in whatever brings me closer to God.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.